You may have seen a flash mob on YouTube, or maybe you've even experienced this phenomenon in real life. A group of people converge on a public space, seemingly out of the blue, for, say, a recreation of Michael Jackson's Thriller or Verdi's Requiem. It could be anything. Now in Detroit, a group of Catholics have created a variation on that, the mass mob. It's a crowdsourced effort to revive urban churches with a lot of empty pews these days. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
St. Florian Catholic Church was built by the Polish families who flocked here to work for Dodge, Ford, and Packard. The eight-story red brick church seats 1,500 people. Normally, only about 200 people attend the noon mass. But on a recent Sunday, Tom Mann had to get here early.
Because there'll be standing room only.
Mann doesn't belong to this parish. He's an organizer behind a group called Detroit Mass Mob. Every month, the group picks one church, spreads the word on Facebook, and just like that, these churches fill up and buzz with the energy they once had back in the days when more car factories were open and families hadn't yet moved to the suburbs.
People are upset that the churches are closing, but the simple reason is that people don't go.
Detroit Mass Mob started earlier this year after Mann saw an article about a similar effort in Buffalo. The first event in Detroit was in April and drew 150 people. The Detroit Free Press ran an article right before the second event.
And it doubled our attendance. We filled that church at 400.
900 people came to the third mass, and they started looking for bigger churches. 2,000 people showed up at St. Florian.
I've always wanted to see the insides of a lot of these places.
This is Tom Kinney's fifth Mass Mob event. He IDs the painted statues of saints for a friend, then looks up at the soaring Gothic arches.
I mean, look at these windows. I mean, you only see stuff like this in Europe or something like that.
Kinney says there's something special about coming to Mass with so many other people.
To be in attendance when it's full as opposed to just the sparse, there's an electricity it's amazing.
People trickle in looking for seats, and then the traditional Roman Catholic Mass begins. The priest here, Reverend Mirek Frankowski, also doubles as the musical director. He says today's crowd nearly brought him to tears.
Because, I mean, such a big crowd, it's impossible to see these days in any of the churches, but thanks to the mob mass, those people that came for that, we could, you know, have this feeling of what it was so many years ago when the churches were filled with people.
Following the mass, folks head down to the basement for traditional Polish dancing, pierogi, kielbasa, and a cash bar. Nancy Tash is a regular parishioner here. She says she loves what the mass mob is doing, and she hopes it gets Catholics to start going to church again.
And if they don't go to church, I sure hope they send some money sometimes just to keep these old parishes surviving.
On this day, St. Florian's collection baskets brought in almost $20,000. That's about 10 times the amount donated at a typical mass. The mass mob's next target is St. Francis d'Assisi in southwest Detroit, another church that could use an influx of parishioners to fill their pews and their collection baskets. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.